Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And as I promised you earlier this week and yesterday, we would have our good friend Bill Bullard with us again from RCAF USA, and he is here. Bill, welcome to CSC Talk Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann. Thank you.
How are things going there? You having winter? We're having winter.
You know, we're not having a winter right now in Montana. It has been clear and open and warm for the past about 14 days.
Wow. That's unusual.
Very unusual for this time of year.
Must be that global warming. We had that a couple of weekends ago, and I actually traveled down to Springfield, Missouri, and it was a nice day to travel. Sun was shining. It was warm. And while I was there, I was at an organic conference. And after I got done with that, I had plenty of time. And I thought, well, I'm going to go on down to a little farther south to Bolivar, Missouri, where my son lives. And he was playing Mr. Mom that weekend. His wife was gone. So I went down there and played with the baby. Took her outside, and we walked around in our bare feet on the concrete.
So
it was a beautiful day. And I said, I don't know what everybody's upset about this global warming. I'm kind of liking it. It was a nice day. Well, we've had a pretty mild winter thus far, but it is cold right now. We have had a cold snap and some snow, and the way it's supposed to be when you have those seasons. So we're just going to put up with it, and spring is around the corner. It always is.
Yeah, we're closer every day.
Every day. You'll soon be seeing those new little faces out there in the field, won't you?
In fact, there's quite a few producers that actually do calve beginning in January up here in the North Country. It takes a lot of feed, and they have to have shelter. But there are particularly the purebred breeders will do that. And so not at all uncommon to see baby calves on the ground right now.
No, that's good. That's always kind of a good, even if it's early, it's always a sign of new life and springtime. So we're always happy to see that. Absolutely.
Best time of the year, yes.
Absolutely. Well, what's been going on? You kind of emailed me a few things that that are on your mind. And is this a setback that happened in February, earlier in February the 9th with the Kuhl lawsuit? Is that what's going on?
No, in fact, just the opposite.
Oh,
on
God.
February 9th, the lawsuit that the meat packers and their allies had brought against our country of origin labeling law was dismissed. And to give a little background on that, in July of 2013, the meat packer lobby, along with in the United States, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and their counterparts, both in Canada and Mexico, joined together and filed a lawsuit against our country of origin labeling law. And that's the law that informs consumers as to what country the animal from which the meat they purchased was originated. So it was the country of origin labeling that tells consumers where the animal from which the beef they purchased had been born, where it was raised, where it was slaughtered. Well, the meat packers do not want consumers to know that information, because the meat packers want to continue sourcing beef products from Brazil and Argentina and Honduras and Nicaragua and New Zealand and Australia and any one of the 13 countries that we import from, and then sell it in the U.S. market as if it's a USA product. So country of origin labeling prevents the packers from deceiving consumers, and they filed a lawsuit and said, we don't want to put those labels on. So the lawsuit was filed in U.S. Federal District Court in the District of Columbia, alleging that the requirement that the packers inform consumers as to where their meat products came from was unconstitutional. It violated their right to free speech because they did not want to make that kind of speech. They also argued that the Congress had no authority to allow a label that tells consumers where the animal had been born, raised, and slaughtered. And they said USDA, the Department of Agriculture, had no authority to prevent the packers from mislabeling USA beef through the practice of what they call commingling. Commingling is where the packers would introduce a foreign animal during a production day. So one foreign animal mixed in with all the other domestic animals would cause that entire day's production to be labeled as if it were a mixed country product. In other words, even if 99 of the animals produced USA beef and one was a Canadian animal, the meat from that entire day would be labeled as a product of the USA and Canada. So that was ended in the new rule, and the meat packers fought it. They asked for an injunction. They wanted the court to essentially set aside the new rule until they could go through the entire lawsuit. Well, the district court in the District of Columbia issued a very long, comprehensive decision denying the meatpackers' request for an injunction. And the court essentially said country of origin labeling was constitutional. It did not interfere with their First Amendment rights, that the USDA had the authority to ban the practice of commingling, that Congress had the authority to allow consumers to know where the animal had been born, raised, and slaughtered. So all of this was good. But then the meatpackers appealed to the appellate court and the District of Columbia, and the appellate court had a three-judge panel that reviewed the lower court's decision and came up with the same conclusion, that the country of origin labeling law was appropriate and that the injunction should be denied. But as you know, the meatpackers have extremely deep pockets, and they kept pushing. So they went back to the appellate court and said, we want every seated judge on the appellate court to hear this case because of its constitutional implications. So the entire panel, called an en banc panel, was seated and heard the case, and the en banc panel agreed with the lower court that it was constitutional, the cool law was constitutional, and that all the other factors that I talked about were correct as well. So the meatpackers and their allies lost at every juncture. They lost three major decisions. And then they sat and waited for a long time. We didn't know whether they were going to try to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court or if they were going to go back down to the lower court and re-argue the merits of the entire case where they would no longer be asking for injunctive relief, but instead would be asking for permanent relief. So we kind of sat unknowing what was going to happen for several months. And then finally, in early February, the meatpackers informed us that they wished to dismiss the case, and we obviously agreed. So the lawsuit has been ended, and we won. Consumers and producers won, and that's a huge victory for those of us who have been in this battle for a long time.
And it has been a long time, and I think we need to express that one more time a little louder. The consumers won this one. You all did the battle, but they are the winners because now they can know what is in their food, where their food comes from.
And we still need the consumers' help because the retailers still don't want consumers to know the origins of meat. So if you look at a muscle-cut meat product in the grocery store, you may have to turn it over, and you may have to get your magnifying glass out to actually read the origin label because the industry is doing everything they can to prevent consumers from knowing where their food is produced.
Read the fine print.
It's extremely frustrating. Yeah. We've been fighting this battle for about 14 years, and we will continue to do so because we believe it is extremely important for consumers to know where that meat was produced.
Well, we're just getting close to a break here, but I just want to say good job, because I know you have worked very hard at this. I know that RCAF USA has been on this battlefront for a long time, and I want to thank you, because I know that it's not been easy. It's been a long road, and I appreciate it.
You're absolutely right, and we appreciate the help from all the consumers and all the producers that stood behind us in support of this. This started in 2002 is when we first passed this legislation in Congress, and then it wasn't until 2009 that the Department of Agriculture ever wrote rules to implement the law. They drug their feet at every juncture, and it's because our U.S. federal government, unfortunately, is somewhat beholden to these well-heeled multinational corporations.
And we'll discuss those a little more when we come back. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. And Bill and Beth Ann will be right back. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
For a limited time, CSC Talk Radio has been provided a silver medallion. This specially designed limited edition of pure .999 silver 1-ounce medallion is a unique way to start a common sense conversation, as well as a special gift to you from CSC Talk Radio for your contribution of support. When you contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio, we'll send you the State of Jefferson silver medallion. Become a part of CSC Talk Radio and do your part to help maintain common sense as we educate and encourage the American citizens to take notice, smell the corruption, and get involved. The State of Jefferson Silver Medallion is a great way to tell others, we've been duped and double-crossed, but we the Republic are now awake and aware. Contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio and receive your State of Jefferson Silver Medallion. Common sense is a rare commodity and more precious than fine silver. Support and join Common Sense forces now. Send $100 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Take a look at the medallion at csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with our good friend Bill Bullard of RCAF USA. You can visit their website by going to r-cafusa.com. And I just really love your new website. It is sharp.
My assistant, Laurel Masterson, put that together, and she's done an outstanding job. So, yeah, we're very pleased with it.
Yep, she's been with you a long time. She's been she's a keeper.
She has been. In fact, we awarded her a 10-year plaque here just right before the first of the year.
Oh, my goodness.
Recognizing her service to RCAF USA and the cattle producers for 10 years.
I didn't realize she'd been there that long, but time does fly, doesn't it?
Well, just when you're having fun.
Yeah, it does. You know, just as we get it out of our mouths, the breath is out of our mouths, saying that we won the lawsuit and we have the origin of labeling, the cool labeling. You've got another thing here that says Canada has detected another case of BSE, so I thought, you know, how appropriate. We need to know where that's coming from.
That's exactly right. This would be last week Canada announced that it had detected yet another case of BSE, but they did not disclose the age of the animal. They only said that it was detected in the province of Alberta, which is the province where most of the cases that had been detected were born and raised. And so this is Canada's 20th case of BSE, otherwise known as mad cow disease. And the age of the animal is very important, and that's we're concerned that the Canadian government is not disclosing that information. And here's why. It's because there now appears to be two different strains of the BSE agent. The first strain is the classical strain that occurred in European Union and then in the breakout that after that occurred after 2003 in Canada. And this was classical BSE that is believed to be contracted from a cow consuming infected body parts of another cow through a product called meat and bone meal. It was a substitute protein product that they were feeding to cows, and this is how they believed the disease was spread. And so the classical form has an incubation period of about 5 years, and animals will typically become infected in the first year of life. So an animal in the age range of, say, 5 to 8 years, for example, will likely have the classical form. But scientists are now saying there may be a spontaneous form, a form of the BSE agent that occurs randomly in a given population. And these typically are found in much older animals, animals 10 years old to 17 years old, for example. In fact, the BSE cases detected in the United States were deemed to have been these atypical cases that were caused, at least, and I qualify this, the scientists don't believe they are caused by the consumption of contaminated feed. They think it is caused spontaneously. So the United States hasn't had a classical case of BSE, but Canada has had many, and this is their 20th case, and they're not telling us how old it is. So South Korea, which is an important export customer to Canada and the United States, has already closed its borders to Canadian beef. So this clearly dispels the myth that the meat packers are spreading, in which they say our customers don't care about the origins of animals. Obviously they do, and that's why cool can be used by consumers to enhance their food safety objectives. If consumers want to avoid beef from a country that has a disease problem, only with a cool label can they do that. And so we have, right now, South Korea already saying we don't want any more Canadian beef until we learn more about this case. So the investigation is ongoing. Canada has not yet officially informed the World Animal Health Organization. So we're kind of being left in the dark right now as to the details of this case. But it's important because, as you said, this is another demonstration of why consumers should be informed as to the origins of the meat they purchase for their families, because they are then empowered to act on information that they receive, like they're receiving now, the fact that Canada has yet another case of BSE.
And they need to, the consumers need to step up now and demand that they can see those labels, that they are where they can read them and see them and readily know what's going on and where their food is coming from. Now,
that's right.
Now, you've also mentioned here that Nebraska state senators, some of them are wanting Chinese-owned Smithfield Farms to own hogs in Nebraska. Now, what's going on with that? I'm kind of curious about that.
Well, Nebraska is unique. It's one of the largest meat-producing states in the United States, and it has a unicameral legislature. It doesn't have two houses. It just has senators in their legislature. And one of the senators has proposed to amend the long-standing Nebraska law that prohibits meat packers from owning and controlling livestock. Now, the reason that Nebraska is also unique is that it has one of the most competitive livestock markets in the nation, where the national fed cattle market has been declining in terms of the discovery cash market, the market where price is determined from negotiations between buyers and sellers. It's called the spot or cash market. And that's the price discovery market for the entire fed cattle industry. Nationally, that fed cattle market, the price discovery market, shrank from 2005 to 2014 from a high of 52% back in 2005, now down to only 23%. And in one major fed cattle marketing region, that cash market has shrunk to 3%. But in Nebraska, it's still up to 38%. That means 38% of all the fed cattle sold to packers for processing were sold in a competitive price discovery market. Hmm. Well, that's the reason that occurs in Nebraska is because they have that state law that bans packers from owning livestock. And here's what happens. When the packers begin to own their own livestock, they no longer have to bid against each other to purchase cattle from independent livestock producers. And so they essentially dry up the independent cattle producers' opportunity to market livestock, and that makes it unprofitable, uneconomical for a producer to continue producing livestock when there is no competitive market to market into. And what this new legislation would do, it would first affect swine. It would allow corporations like Red Communist China, has a business that purchased Smithfield Farms, one of the largest hog producers and hog processors in the United States, a highly vertically integrated industrialized hog production system. It is now owned by a company in Red China. That company follows Red China's five-year plan. And so what Nebraska wants to do is allow this China business, China-owned business, to come into Nebraska and contract with independent livestock producers in Nebraska and essentially dictate to them what genetics they will use in the production of hogs, what feed they will use for the hogs, and where those hogs will be sold and how they will be marketed. It strips the independent producers of Nebraska of their independence and gives to Smithfield Farms, a Chinese-owned company, a huge opportunity to exploit the producers in Nebraska and consumers all across the United States. So, we think this is a travesty.
Is Nebraska fighting back? I mean, are the farmers there, the producers, fighting back?
They are. A hearing was held last week. The majority of the participants were Nebraska livestock producers that were speaking against it. But here's the problem, and that is that in the United States, the hog industry has already lost 90% of all the producers that were in business in just the last 30 years.
Sure.
The reason they lost these producers is because the various multinational meat packers are already controlling the swine supply chain. So the hog market for independent producers has shrunk to really an unmanageable level, and many producers have exited the industry. And so now we don't have a sufficient market for producers, and it is these corporate-owned conglomerates that are essentially dictating how hogs are to be produced. And in Nebraska, many of the producers who wanted to stay in businesses, they had one choice. They had to seek out an invitation from a meat packer and enter a production contract.
Okay, now
and once they do that, they do not dare to speak out against the interests of the meat packer because there is a history of retaliation by the meat packers when one of their contract growers speaks out against them, and this is particularly true in the poultry industry.
Okay, we want to talk about that a little bit more and what they can actually do, because we have a lot of Nebraska listeners here, Bill, but we are going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. I'm really concerned about this. It is a travesty. 877-895-5410, and Bill and Beth Ann will be right back. CSC Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSC Talk Radio can help your business, too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSC Talk Radio help your business go national.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9820. That's 1-800-351-9820. Again, 1-800-351-9820.
In the book, The Flip Side of Feminism, Suzanne Vanker and Phyllis Schlafly provide readers with a new view of women in America, one that runs counter to what Americans have been besieged with for decades. Their book demonstrates that conservative women are, in fact, the most liberated women in America and the folks to whom young people should be turning for advice. It's time to liberate America from feminism's dead-end road. While modern women enjoy unprecedented freedom and opportunities, Vanker and Schlafly argue that this progress is not the result of feminism. I'm a woman and mother of five. I know both the work world and the joys of at-home raising a family. Don't allow the society to tell you that motherhood is demeaning. Raising my sons was the most rewarding job I ever accomplished. Order The Flip Side of Feminism now for only $25. Visit our website, csctalkradio.com. For check or money order, mail to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Bill Bullard of RCAF USA. And Bill, we do have an Arkansas caller. We have Joe. Joe, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm warming up so far. And how are you, Beth Ann?
I'm doing okay.
All right. I had a comment on mad cow disease. You were talking about that earlier. And Mr. Bullard, are you familiar with the work of the English cattle farmer Mark Purdy on mad cow disease?
I am familiar. His theory was that the sonic booms from jets were causing, perhaps triggering, the crystallization of prions in the brain. Yes.
Well, no, not exactly that, but he thought it had something to do with the phosmet insect. He was an organic cattle farmer in England, and he noticed that none of his cattle got the mad cow disease during the outbreak, and he thought it was had something to do with even though the fact that he did feed his cattle some of these protein concentrates, but he absolutely refused to participate in the program that the English government was making mandatory that all the cattle had to be treated with phosmet insecticides. So he thought it might have something to do with these phosmet insecticides. And he noticed that no cattle anywhere that were not treated with these phosmet insecticides, even if they got the cattle cake, the protein concentrates, they did not get the mad cow disease. And so he started studying it, and his conclusion was that the mad cow disease was actually a form of manganese poisoning, which could happen when the cattle were copper deficient, that that the manganese went into the nervous system where the copper should go, and that messed up the brain and the nervous system. And I found his work extremely well done, and I found his arguments, you know, extremely convincing. So I just would encourage anyone interested in mad cow disease to look up the work of Mark Purdy. His last name is spelled P-U-R-D-E-Y. I know Acres USA They published a lot of his writing on that subject some years ago.
Okay. Yes, and Joe, now that you've triggered my memory, I do recall that manganese connection as well. And if you recall, as I was talking about this, I was saying that scientists think, and it may be caused, and that's because it isn't conclusive yet what causes BSE, nor how it is transmitted. It's all theories, and so I agree with you. People should be looking at the work of others like Mark Purdy to help us better understand this disease, because there's a lot about it we simply don't know.
Yeah, what I found, what I particularly don't like is that I found Mark, when I read Mark Purdy's work, he wrote in a very kind of scientific style, which was not all that hard to, easy to understand, and I had to read his work over and over before I understood it. But I found his work, you know, so very convincing, and it just bothers me that, you know, there's so much ignored, and you know, it looks to me like the best work on the whole subject that anybody's done. It just bothers me that there's so much ignored, so I wanted to get that out. Thank you.
All right, appreciate the call. Thank you, Joe. Joe stays kind of on top of things. He's got a little bit of knowledge in every aspect, I think, and he stays on top.
That's very evident, yeah.
Yeah, he does. But, you know, I am concerned about this, and I do have quite a few listeners in Nebraska going back to this Smithfield Farms in China, in Nebraska. And I'm just wondering how we can call them to action. What's the best way for our Nebraska consumers and producers to fight back on this?
Well, they need to call the Nebraska legislature, because that's where this bill is originated, and that's where it's going to be debated, I think, for probably the next several weeks. So if there are Nebraska consumers and producers listening, they should call their respective state senator and urge them to reject this attempt to weaken their ban on packer ownership of livestock. And, you know, the main reason that the meatpackers want to own their own livestock is because they don't want to buy livestock from independent producers.
Mm-hmm.
And I went kind of a roundabout way to explain why there weren't more producers speaking in opposition to the bill. But the reason is because in the swine industry, most producers today, in order to have a market, have to have a production contract with a packer, and they simply don't dare speak out against them. But those very producers, if given the opportunity to market into a competitive marketplace, they would jump to the chance. So it's going to take others, it's going to take people other than the swine producers in Nebraska to stop this bill. Consumers need to give us a hand, and the cattle industry needs to, because the cattle industry is the last frontier. Once they are able to allow corporate packers to own livestock or to own swine, the next step is the cattle. And the reason that is because the same multinational corporations that own and control most of the hog industry also control most of the cattle and the poultry industry. These aren't hog packers or beef packers or poultry packers anymore. These are protein packers that have no loyalty to any specific segment of the industry. Their only loyalty is to their shareholders. They are multinational corporations, and they have no qualm whatsoever about eliminating completely the competitive marketplace for livestock. And this is just an example of how our markets are under threat right now, and it's happening in the state of Nebraska. And this other component, the fact that this is a Chinese-owned, a country that is still Red China, Communist China, this corporation bought out Smithfield Farms in the United States, and it's because China has been putting together their five-year food plan, and they want to ensure that they have sufficient food production for their people. Why the United States government ever allowed one of our largest food producers to be sold to a communist country, I do not understand, but it did happen. And it's going to happen even more often. In fact, right now, the largest meat producer in the world is a Brazilian firm called JBS.
Yep.
And it's the third largest beef and pork packer here in the United States of America. So our food system is fast being taken over and controlled by foreign interests, and people ought to be concerned about that, because that affects not just our food security, but it affects our daily food safety, as we have seen already. with the rise in tainted imports and food products like chicken coming from China.
Do you happen to have the number for the Nebraska legislature? I'm looking for that. I'm trying to do that online here real quick.
As we come back to our next segment, I will have it.
Okay, that'll be great. You'll probably find it quicker than I will, because I do want to give that out, because we do have a lot of Nebraska listeners that are very concerned about this, and I want to give them the opportunity to make it as easy for them as I possibly can to hand that to them as best we can. All right, let's move on. I'm going to come back to that. We'll come back to that with the Nebraska legislature phone number, but I think this was what I was thinking of when I was reading this, was the checkoff dollars. Here we've been fighting and fighting that, and it looks like it's going to get worse instead of better.
Well, that's right, and that actually brings us right back to Country Awards and Labeling, because one of the reasons that the meatpacker lobby that included cattle organizations like the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the pork industry, the National Pork Producers Council, the reason they were able to participate and to wage this multi-year fight against Country Awards and Labeling is because they're recipients of mandatory checkoff dollars that every producer in the United States has to pay. Every time they sell one head of cattle, they owe $1 to the beef checkoff, and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association receives about $40 million in checkoff dollars every year. And that, too, is a travesty that independent producers are actually paying so that organizations can fight against their economic interests. And so here we have reforms being proposed for the beef checkoff program. And I need to clarify, we have been seeking reforms. We want the program to be unbiased. We want any organization that is actively engaged in trying to influence public policy should be disallowed from receiving any checkoff funds. We want to end the corruption. We want to end the conflicts of interest, and we want to end the abuses.
All right, we're going into a break, so we have to end this segment. We'll come right back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm visiting today with Bill Bullard. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Bill and Beth Ann will be right back. Gold is an investment. Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver is CSC Talk Radio's choice for gold, silver, and all your precious metals. Gold and silver are the ultimate forms of wealth. They are beautiful and alluring to virtually everyone on earth. They are extremely scarce and can't be counterfeited. Your contact, your trusted dealer, is Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in their business practices. No hard pressure sales, no boiler room tactics. Low prices, quality products, fast shipping. For all your gold, silver, platinum, and palladium needs, buy and sell. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in the fact that they educate their clients so that you can make an informed decision. Visit Melody Cederstrom at dgscoins.com or call her at 1-800-375-4188. dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver is the common sense way to invest.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest. digest, but it is necessary to keep informed. And that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. And request your subscription to The Pen today.
Hemby Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Hemby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Hemby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Hemby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Hemby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Hemby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at HambyDairySupply.com and let the Hemby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Hemby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
Return to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Bill Bullard of RCAF USA. You can visit their website by going to r-cafusa.com, or you can just go to my website, click on the icon that says RCAF. It'll take you straight there. Well, it is all about money. We were talking about that. We come back to check off, and we go back up to the other, to cool, and it is all about money, but we're going to fight this in Nebraska right now and see if we can't keep the independent farmers, the few of them that are left, the producers. Did you find the number while you were on the break? I found some, but I'm not sure if they're the right ones.
Well, I found a legislative hotline for Nebraska.
Okay.
And the number is, if you're in the Lincoln area, excuse me, the number is 402-471-2709. If you're outside the Lincoln area, there's an 1-800 number, 1-800-742-7456. Now, the bill number is Legislative Bill 176. And the sponsor is Senator Ken Schiltz. So we need calls into the Nebraska legislature urging the defeat of Legislative Bill 176, sponsored by State Senator Ken Schiltz. The other way people can contact him is to go to the Nebraska legislature website, and the address there is simply NebraskaLegislature.gov.
And on there, that has several phone numbers, Bill, and one of them says it's the Bill Room. And it's not an 800 number, but I'm going to throw that one out there as well. It's 402-471-0617. So there's several numbers. Bill gave us 1-800-742-7456 or 402-471-2709. And then I had one that I found on that particular website that you just gave. It says it reaches the bill room, so they've got a phone right there, 402-471-0617. I can just see that as they're trying to talk and all the phone is ringing.
All right.
Just hot it up, heat it up. Let's get those phone lines burning up. We need to know, we need to let them know how we feel about that out there in Nebraska.
Well, this is critically important because the battle being waged in Nebraska will affect the livestock industries all across the United States.
Absolutely.
We need to defend this ban on packer ownership of livestock. Then we need to reinstate that in other states where the competitive marketplace has been captured completely by the multinational corporations. So Nebraska's is where we need to take a stand and then move on from there.
Well, you know, I posted out on Facebook and Twitter that you were going to be on today, and what I posted out there was from farm to consumer and from sea to shining sea. I believe in rural America. I believe in independent farming and producing, the ranchers. You know, it's the American way, and I understand big corporations are, you know, they have their way and their place, but by golly, down on the farm, and when you care about your food, where it's coming from, we need to know what's going on, and who do you trust better than grandma and grandpa or mom and dad or your aunt and uncle down there on the farm that are actually raising those cattle, raising those hogs, and that's I just think it's so important.
Well, absolutely, and in fact, in order to ensure that we can sustain a rural economy in this country, we need to ensure that we can maintain this family farm system of agriculture. And we used to be proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
We used to, you know, gloat on the fact that we had the most efficient and productive system of agriculture, bar none, in the world. And we did sustainable type farming, a lot of organic farming and a lot of natural production. But we have succumbed to this trend of more and more industrialization and larger, as a result, we've lost sight of the fact that we once had the most efficient and effective production unit ever imagined, and that was the family farm system of agriculture, and it became the fabric of the rural communities. It's what generated the new wealth in rural areas.
You know,
allowed Main Street businesses to flourish.
I was talking to somebody the other day and lacked the time to really get into it, but they were saying, well, how else are we going to feed? You know, they didn't think the little mom and pop farms could feed the world. And I said, oh, you're wrong. You're just wrong about that. And they're from the city and they're not totally unknowledgeable, but I don't think they really get it. They just don't get it. It's what really goes on and takes place down on the farm. To think that, I said, you don't understand a mom and pop farm. It doesn't mean just 200 or 300 acres, but 200 or 300 acres will feed a community. And it's what would you say to somebody like that, Bill?
Well, I'd say that there was two models out there, and we saw in Eastern Europe they had the model of the state-owned enterprises, you know, the mega farms, and there was simply a collapse. But in the United States, we were unsurpassed in our ability to produce food, and this occurred at the time when we had large numbers of family farm operations, independent. And here's why they were so successful. It's because they had competitive markets. It's because they operated in a free market system where they produced as efficiently as they could, and then they competed to sell their product, and they were profitable because there wasn't someone else controlling the marketplace. But as we allowed the market outlets to be more and more concentrated, the multinational meat packers capturing the livestock supply and the production, the multinational grain corporations, you know, tying up the marketplace, it limited the access for independent producers to the robust competitive marketplace. When you limit the access, then you subject these producers to manipulation by the large corporate conglomerates themselves. And that's what we've seen in all of our agricultural sectors. That's why we have seen an exodus of producers in the industries. And the hog industry is just that perfect example. 30 years ago, we had 660,000 independent hog operations in the United States. Today, we have about 66,000. So the meat packers that have captured control of the marketplace have decided amongst themselves what's the optimum number of producers that they want in this country, and they drove the industry down to that. And now they have the ability to exploit the producers who are under contract and producing for these companies, and they also have the opportunity to exploit consumers because they can essentially charge a price that a competitive market wouldn't predict, because a competitive market would have more sellers of that product for consumers to have more choices. So we have, unfortunately, ignored our antitrust laws. We have allowed mergers and acquisitions to capitalize and to exploit markets themselves. And as a result, we've seen a exodus of family farmers in this country.
And we are out of time. We are out of time, Bill. This is the fastest hour of the day, I'll tell you what. We're going to talk about that when we come back next month. Let's talk about how we're going to keep them down on the farm, because we are fighting many things. And it is from sea to shining sea, from farm to consumer, as we work together to bring America home.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really?
Yeah. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice." The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.